But notice, the conspiracy was strong. That word conspiracy we're going to see means actually confederacy. There was already a large number of people rallying behind Absalom, and what he was doing was just getting more and more behind. The conspiracy, it says, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Now, of these 200, it appears that they stuck with him, even though they went not knowing what it was all about. But when they found out about it, they didn't come back to David, but one did. This is one like a firebrand who is delivered out of the fire. What I call a remnant of grace, verse 13. There came a messenger to David. Likely one of these 200 that got there, realized what it was, and fled for his life. Where did he flee? To David. How do you know those that are taught of the Spirit of God? They flee to Christ. And he said, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. All of the appearance of offering sacrifices and the outward worship meant nothing. Because in reality, their heart was in rebellion against David. For the heart of the men of Israel to be after Absalom, stand opposed to David, because David was the Lord's anointed. But they were just like the Pharisees who were saying, we will not have this one to reign over us. You ever find yourself fighting God's providence and endeavoring to have things turn out the way you want to for your own sake? When David had called him, that is Uriah, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And that even he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his Lord, but went not down to his house. Don't you know that was God directing, even in that, because he was drunk. And David's thinking, I'll get him drunk and send him home. Nope. Even in that, the Lord restrained him. For what purpose? That in this, because God is the one who directs all things, even through the evil of men's thoughts and hearts, and I dare say even the evil of our own heart,
making it manifest. In the end, he's going to get the glory.